Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
And now, back to a man who didn't let being named one of the 100 most important radio talk show hosts in America go to his head.
Woo! Woo! Yes! In your face!
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm glad to tell you that Charlie Fuel's back. Charlie is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the president of Charlie Fuel and Associates, which is an outstanding training and consulting firm that focuses on helping people like you and me put our best foot forward in the marketplace. And he's got some things he wants to talk to us about with regard to differentiating ourselves in the marketplace. Charlie Fuel, welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. How are you today?
Doing great. It's good to have you back, as always.
Great to be back. Appreciate the opportunity.
My pleasure. You know, Charlie, I told the audience before you got here earlier in the hour, I told them that you and I were going to talk about differentiation. And I said, okay, in the meantime, until Charlie gets here, start asking yourself this question. Why do people choose us? When think of the last sale that you made and really try to analyze what made that person buy from us. Was it because we did a better job of selling them? Was it because we had something nobody else had? Was it because they liked our price? Was it because I'm so handsome? I mean, what could be the reason? These are important questions, aren't they?
Absolutely. I'll tell you, I've been listening for about an hour with you this morning, and I heard what you and Bob were talking about. He used a phrase I want to tag on to. I didn't know he would use it, but it's just that simple. I find a lot of small businesses are afraid to ask why. I'm not sure why that fear exists, but
they're afraid they don't want the answer. They're afraid of the answer.
That's true, but the reality is they should be afraid that they don't know the answer.
I agree.
So this thing you're talking about is so powerful. We need to know why customers choose us. Most of the time, if they don't choose us, that's pretty obvious. But how do I maintain that rhythm, that momentum of those customers that choose us?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's powerful, and you know, the business planning process, I'm really key on that. I talk to folks in my seminars about doing an annual retreat to renew their plan. Sometimes we build a business plan and we just throw it out there and then we don't renew that thing often enough. But for our listeners, let me have you write four things down very quickly in my opinion. I think there are four areas in any business that we need to look at to determine why people choose us. The first one is our product. Our product might be a product, or it might be a service I sell as a product. If I clean carpets, my product is carpet cleaning.
Let's touch on all four of them this segment, and then let's get into them in detail. The next ones, the products are the first, and that's obviously that includes service.
It may be a service.
It
may be a product or a service depending on my company. The second one I think is very important. Is business processes.
Mm-hmm.
My selling process, my customer service process, my phone process. So processes, all those infrastructure processes. The third one.
It also might be technology.
Oh, absolutely.
It's
all encompassing. Any process that touches a customer is in that category.
Right.
And
it might be even the rules that we use, that we set up for our company. So all right, now go ahead.
You're getting ahead of it, but the third one is the promotions I choose to use. Promotions. I might use a discount. I might use a coupon. My promotional stream. Fourth, and by the way, they all start with a P.
When you say promotion, you're talking about like a marketing campaign or discounts or whatever it might be. Okay. All right,
go ahead. You know, one of the things we miss in small business is the referral process.
Right.
I may have to incentivize my current customer base to bring me referrals.
Just to get them to remember you. All right, now, number four.
And the fourth is people. So let me go through them again. Products, processes, promotions, and my people. Their talent, their ability to implement my plan. Back to your point, Jim. If I script out the way that I want my phone to be answered in my company, can they implement the plan?
Right.
Are they talented enough, skillful enough? Are they lifelong learners? We talked about that several months ago.
Right.
So,
are they the kind of people that makes that would if I ask a customer, why did you do business with me? you want them to say, well, it's because of Charlie. He's a great employee.
Absolutely. They fit, you see.
Yeah.
They
yeah.
might not be bad people. They just don't fit my plan. So
right.
Sometimes my people are great people, but they don't fit.
Right.
So that's what you want to know. It's because of him or because of her and their ability to help me feel that my needs were met.
And as we talk about these four in the next segments, folks, remember this. These things are coming and going. Products are going out, but they're also being consumed. You got to think about that. Processes are designed, but they're also consumed and interfaced with by the customer.
Yeah.
Promotions, you know, you may like it, but the customer may not. The people, you may think they're doing a great job, but they may not be. You got it coming and going. You got to make sure you pay attention both ways. Charlie, give us your website, please.
CharlieFuel.com, CharlieFuel.com.
Check it out, folks. Quick break, 20 till the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. We'll be right back, I promise.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.